Good Vach, everybody. Welcome. And I hope everybody is enjoying this beautiful Pesach holiday. I hope that for those that are traveling near and far, that we find, you know, the beauty and the majesty that is inherent within the Pesach holiday. So with that, I wanted to open up the window for discussion by discussing the Seder of life and how we can see within each one of the components something that corresponds to different phases in our lives. So we begin with Kadesh. Kadesh is, as we know, the Seder is preceded by Kadesh. And in a similar way, the Seder of life has to also be preceded by Kadesh, which is the Kedusha, which comes out of the purity of the Jewish family life. And as the Pasuk says, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Our Chachamim gives a explanation, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, because Kidashti Yisrael Mibetan, that Kodem Shabarasi Yisrael, before you were even born, you were holy. But before a Jew is born into the world, he has to be sanctified by the maintenance of the close guard upon the chastity of the Jewish home into which he is born. All right, so we're going to continue with Orchatz. Orchatz, as you know, is the washing of the hands and preparation for the Seder, and that also finds some analogy in the life of the Jew. It represents the cleansing of the body from any Yitzhahara that accompanies a person into the world. And Yiddishkeit itself provides for the commencement of human life to be like a cleansing process. The Orchatz in Jewish life is really the initiation into the bris of Avraham Avinu, and it's a constant reminder upon all of us to purify ourselves from evil. Karpas. When we arrive at Karpas, we take a baked potato, we dip it in salt water, and we say Baruch Pi Adama. And that reminds us that, you know, from the earliest of infancy, the origin and the source of all the wondrous products on the earth is all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the child at the onset of the Seder recognizes that Karpas has to be something that's ingrained into every single one of us, which is Vashem Ha'aretz Lo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. And we are just, you know, temporary custodians of the earth, but we have to give Shevach Ba'odah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'aretz Nasan of Ne'adam, because he gave us an opportunity to enjoy the bounty that we have before us. Next is Yachatz. Yachatz, we come to the stage of Yachatz where we break the middle matzah, and we know that the middle matzah, we say there's three matzahs, right? There's the Kohen Levi and Yisrael, but there's also Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And it was Yitzchak Avinu who stood in defense of the Jewish people when they were not performing as they should, and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kami Yemei Shnei Chayecha, how many years does a person normally live? 70 years. And half of those years, or a third of those years, I should say, he's sleeping. 8 hours a day he sleeps. And then 8 hours a day he is working, Masa Matan. He doesn't have any time to do averus while he's sleeping or while he's working. And so the third, you know, I will split with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a third. So that component, 75 years, let's say, you know, so we say that it's 25 years, 12 and a half and 12 and a half. And then Yitzchak turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, but do you remember the sacrifice that I made at the Akedah? And so that's the reason why we say Yachad, to recognize the attribute of Yitzchak, who took upon himself the yoke of shouldering for Klal Yisrael during their time of need. And Yachatz also reminds us of Chesed Hashem and Chesed Lachem, that we have to, surely we have to work, but we also know that a person has to set aside some time for efforts of Kedusha. And so that's why the Pasuk says, as David Melech had once written, right, which means that men of blood and deceit shall not live the half their days. Why? Because they become men of blood and deceit, because they don't divide their days properly. They don't assign a part of their day to Avodas Hashem, toward the improvement of their spiritual lot. And by such a Yachatz process, the Chatzil Hashem surely becomes a worthy Afikomen to be stored up, which is the larger portion of the breaking of the middle matzah at the latter end of a person's life. There's nothing that could be more precious than that. So Magid, our analysis now of this data brings us to the instruction to relate, right? Because we know that Pesach is to open our mouth, and the Seder is the Sodrasha and Remez, and we have the Pei, which is missing, right? Which means that it's not enough for us to just simply be satisfied with Pshat alone during the Pesach Seder in order for us to get to midnight or, you know, 12:50 in the morning. We really need to explore the Sodrasha and Remez, because those are the elements that keep us going and keep that discussion flowing. And so then we turn to Rachsa. Rachsa is when we say the Bracha of Amatir Sadayim. And we know that the Chazal say that Amatir Sadayim, Ben Ishchai brings down, that Amatir Sadayim is a skula, someone who is careful, because it's the acronym for Ani. So someone who's careful with Natir Sadayim will always be very rich, right? As the Pasuk says, Amazal's Natir Sadayim, Kiel Zilzal, Bekolata, Kula, right? One who belittles the law of washing their hands, which is the ethical principle of reminding ourselves to always remain true to the Torah. The ruchs of the Seder night emphasizes this and the foundation of all human relations. And an annual reminder for us to be clear in our direction. Motzi Matzah, when we come to Motzi Matzah, we say, HaMotzi Lachem in Ha'aret. And then we say, Pat Necher, that we say that a pas is Nikol Lachem, Mati Sha'adam Sarach Li Lachem Ha'asigo. That the word Lachem also comes from the word Li Lachem. It also is the root word of Nechama, which means that it's very difficult for a person to make a living, right? And so that we have to, the symbolism of the motzi is that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides how to bless us, we will apply our diligence and honest endeavor to obtain our share in that matzah, right? And that is a reminder of a person that he should not be Ayisalach Asher Ba'asho. A rich person should not glorify himself in his riches, but rather he should remind himself to be humble and with gratitude to accept all of the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us. And then Mara comes along, and that's unfortunate for someone who is struggling at times, and everyone has some elements and some part of their life where they are struggling. And here Chazal remind us that Chayav Adam Levarach Es Al Hara K'Shem Shevarach Al Tov, that a person is required to thank Hashem for all the good and also to thank Hashem for all the things that do not appear to be as good. And so to somebody who is being extremely challenged, right, so the Mara is an opportunity for a person to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata D'Shmaya. And that's why we turn to Korach next, where we take the matzah Mara, we eat them together. And we say that although a person may be struggling, the matzah, meaning the riches of one individual, should be used to help that of the other. And so a person should never feel alone because they're part of Knesset Yisrael. And the Korach teaches us to remain open-minded and to have an outstretched hand and to be generous so that we never fail in helping those that seek out our help in their time of need. Shulchan Aruch, we know, is the time when the table is prepared, the meal is taken, and the table, as we know, is a symbol of the home. It's a natural focus of the family, and it's this portion of the Seder that instructs us. There should be nothing lacking in the home of the Jewish people. So the Seder tells us that we should always have the home as being the centerpiece of where all of us get together, and that's what keeps us strong. Safon is that when we eat the afikomen, and we refer to it as like a dessert of sorts, the Torah tells us something that the safon is really spiritual, right? Harotze sheyish asher yatsven sechazal, which also can mean, according to Rabbi Swift, who says that someone who desires to accumulate spiritual wealth, yatsven, that during the lifetime of this individual, he should store up an afikomen of good deeds, right? And there's no one who's so happy at the end of their life, and they look back and they say, ah, Baruch Hashem, you know, I was able to do mitzvahs and ma'aseh tovim with my time, and that it shouldn't have been for naught. And Baruch and Hallel, when we say the, you know, when we bench and we say Hallel, which follows Safon, we thank Hashem for all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us, to acknowledge the debt that we owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a real natural corollary here that what we have said, because without all of them, without this, then life, however nobly lived, would surely be incomplete. And that brings us to this end of the Seder, of the list of the Nirtza, right? Which means that we feel that we reflect upon all the accomplishments that we've done, that were done with Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and with upright endeavor and diligent integrity, with Kedusha and Tahara, with virtue, with purity. It cannot fail to be a Nirtza. It cannot fail to be something that's acceptable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man, and a source of abundant blessings to those who live it. So this is the bracha that we have through the state of life. Each one of these components, again, reflect upon us a certain time and space of where we ourselves going through those trials and tribulations, but we are there and we're here to continue to grow. And I wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, a beautiful Yom Tov, and we should continue to share Torah and live Torah and love Torah. Have a wonderful Chag and all the very best. This is Mordechai Plaster from Elizabeth, New Jersey.